high stocks plunge.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Sell. That was both the mood and the activity on the stock exchange in Thailand yesterday. Stocks sank almost 20% following tough measures by the Bank of Thailand. The bank moved to stop speculative buying that's lifted the Thai currency to its highest level in 9 years. Keith Neruda is an analyst with UBS Securities.
The change they put in place effectively barred new foreign money from coming in to buy equities. If you wanted to buy $100 worth of Thai equity, you had to put an extra $43 in with the Bank of Thailand for a year, earning no interest, which effectively means that no one's going to stump up any new money into the equity market.
The move by the Bank of Thailand suggests that despite their strength, Asian countries won't let their currencies rise quickly and will impose controls if they feel it's necessary. The European Commission, the administrative arm of the EU, is slapping carbon emission restrictions on the airline industry. The U.S. will be exempt, at least initially. But as Stephen Beard reports from London, U.S. airlines could miss out on a bonanza.
Tomorrow, the Commission will call for aviation to be included in what is known as the European Carbon Trading Scheme. Within 5 years, airlines will be given carbon emission limits. They'll need pollution permits if they want to exceed them. But after legal threats by the US, flights in and out of the EU will be exempt. Only flights within Europe will be affected. In fact, the US airlines could be missing a trick, says analyst Tim Gibbs. He says the European airlines could make a fortune. They'll be given their pollution permits free while also pushing up their fares to help pay for the scheme.
We've seen the electricity industry do precisely the same in the first phase of the trading scheme when they made around 1 billion windfall profits because they were given free permits.
He expects the European airlines to make around $5 billion from the carbon trading scheme. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Wall Street wants some good economic news for Christmas, and it may get some today. November housing starts are expected to be up over October. Economists also predict the producer price index to show a negligible increase in inflation. But as Sarah Gardner reports, the good news may be temporary.
The housing market is the weak link in the U.S. economy. In October, new home construction plunged more than 14% to a six-year low. When the Commerce Department reports November numbers today, we may see what Wall Street calls a dead cat bounce, economist Diane Swonk.
There could be a little bit of an upside bounce in that number, but at the end of the day, we're still sort of tap dancing at the bottom of the housing market.
Swonk expects the Fed will hold interest rates steady for a while, and today's November inflation numbers should reinforce that inclination. Economist Mark Zandi agrees.
Consumer prices were flat in the month of November, and hopefully we'll get a flat reading on the PPI just to confirm that this moderation in inflation that we've seen over the past few months is broad-based.
Economists predict the core producer price index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose just 0.2% in November. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Investors decided it was a good time to sell and pocket some profits, so you know what that means. The Dow sliced off 4 points. It closed down 4 points at 12,441. The Nasdaq tumbled 21 points to 2435. This is Marketplace. Recently, Congress reinstated billions in tax breaks that were set to expire, but the move came too late to make it onto the 2006 tax forms. Charlie Bear has more.
The missing tax breaks on this year's hard copy tax forms, such as sales tax deductions and welfare to work credits, could mean thousands of dollars in lost returns for some taxpayers. Tom Auctionslager, a VP at the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, says most professionals will catch the omissions. The IRS will also post updated forms online. But he says some people could still miss big deductions.
We do have a very strong concern that lower-income individuals who are not comfortable with computers and may not be aware of these changes may file a return that does not report all the benefits that are available to them.
Auctionslager says the good news is that the IRS will be working hard to publicize the tax breaks. I'm Charlotte Bear for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Children's Heart Foundation's It's My Heart, a book for families affected by heart defects. Copies at childrensheartfoundation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. You may know how to search the web when you've got a name or an address, but what about a photo? A Swedish startup called Polar Rose plans to make it easy to find photographs of familiar faces online. Special software is used to analyze digital photos to locate faces. It converts that information from 2D to 3D models, which it calls face prints. Then the company could create a very large searchable database for comparing digital images. However, this is raising some concerns about privacy. For example, a Polar Rose official showed a photo of a woman taken from an online dating service. He said his company's technology could be used to identify similar-looking women across the web. One analyst predicts this new software could put a lot of marriages in jeopardy. 2006 might be remembered as the year the VHS videotape format suffered a fatal blow. Major studios have stopped releasing their movies on VHS. This happened after DVD sales of pre-recorded movies surpassed VHS cassettes for the first time 3 years ago. Commentator and engineer Bill Hammack says we might be losing more than a recording format. We might be losing our culture.
Back in the 1980s, the Supreme Court ruled VCR makers couldn't be held liable for copyright infringement. That gave consumers the right to make personal copies of TV shows and movies using a VCR. The new digital media that are erasing the VHS format are also erasing our rights. A few years ago, a judge issued a Catch-22 ruling. Yes, she said, we can copy commercial DVDs too, but no one can sell the software to do that. In effect, that lets a content producer, the copyright owner, to code their own intellectual property law into the DVD. What's wrong with that? I mean, surely only criminals would like to copy, right? Well, wait a minute. The U.S. has a long history of fair use. You have the right to cut out and frame a New Yorker cartoon or photocopy a newspaper article. Fair use also catalyzes innovation and allows us to talk about ourselves, to create culture. Take an artist of the future. He or she might want to make a statement using a bit of video or sound in a creative work. But as all media, even books, become digital, every embodiment of thought or imagination becomes subject to commercial control. DVDs use a technology called digital rights management that allow producers to control when and where you watch. They can specify whether you view a movie once or 100 times, and they can even restrict the devices you can play it on. The demise of VHS tape risks the literary and intellectual canon of the coming century becoming locked into a digital vault accessible only to a few. As our country moves forward to regulate digital copying, I urge us all to bear in mind T.S. Eliot's famous saying, "Good poets borrow, great poets steal."
Bill Hammack teaches chemical engineering at the University of Illinois in Champaign, Urbana. Well, you can watch movies on VHS or DVD, but you can also listen to us on your computer. That's because we're podcasting. Find out more by visiting our website, itsmarketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
You spend all...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.